Joined by Justin Ford, the athletic director here at St. Paul Lutheran School District, and some big news for not just the school, but for the athletes and the athletic programs. You now have joined a conference, the Mississippi Valley Conference, down here in Southeast Missouri, and it's always exciting when the season is about to start, and the season's about to start this week with fall sports opening. But joining a conference for your group, I know that was probably a big priority of yours when you took over as the athletic director position, but now you get that opportunity to join a conference. What's it mean to you, Coach?
You know, it's a not only for me, but for the student athletes. You know, I've got an opportunity to play for South Iron. I got a chance to compete to be an all-conference player. I got a chance to compete in all-conference. And, you know, just adding to that community aspect and saying, hey, I was the best in my conference, right? Or I was the best in districts. And, you know, just that ability for an athlete to say, look what I was able to accomplish throughout my years, I think is really neat for those students.
You guys have had a handful of talented athletes that have come through not just the volleyball programs, but even the basketball programs, both girls and boys. And I know this partner, or this joining into the conference is volleyball and boys basketball. But there have been a lot of athletes in the past year that have really, you know, had they been in a conference, might have gotten those honors. Now to be able to have that opportunity for these athletes, that might help the programs grow, wouldn't you think?
I would think so. You know, it's a little bit different for the athletes in the past that missed out on an opportunity. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's building blocks and opportunity to be a part of a conference and for those students. And I could list out, actually in my office, I have pictures full of students that would be all conference. And, you know, it's just really neat for the students now to have that and say and appreciate, like, you know, for these students that were really good, like a Riley Durbin, a Catherine Mel, who's now Catherine Cuyava, and Riley Petty, and, you know, Devontae Meyer, and Ryan Dempsey, and Gabe Ayers, and, you know, Cody Ziggermeyer, and all those guys. I could list out a whole group of kids from our programs in the 8 years I've been here specifically that could have been all district athletes or, you know, a chance to be an all conference type athlete. So it's really neat.
Take us through the process now of finally getting into the conference. What was the process like, and how long of a process was it?
So since I got here 8 years ago, one of my top priorities was to get us in a conference. We tried getting MAAA, we tried getting JCA, we tried getting a Bureau. Unfortunately, it wasn't able to work out. So I started formulating my own plan to develop a conference. The plan was going to be Southeast Christian Conference and invite the local parochial private Christian schools to join the conference. And then I reached out to the Mississippi Valley Conference and had presented the idea. But then the superintendents gave the conference to the ADs, and they're like, hey, let's build our conference. Let's grow our conference. These two schools had inquired in the past, like, let's do it now. Because we're already playing these schools, let's go and build a conference. And so we got an email, and they say, hey, we're inviting you into the conference. And I'm like, oh, cool. That's a great surprise. So I was like, absolutely. So we'll have our first conference meet on Thursday and build from there. So.
With the schedule-making process, the fall sports season, the schedules are already out. The basketball schedules, are, for the most part, are out, but not really finalized. They can be adjusted. You mentioned the fact that you usually play these teams already. And I was looking at the schedule, and honestly, all the teams that are in that conference are in the on the schedule. And I imagine that was due to the factors of them voting you in, and now you have to set all that up. But having already played these teams before this year, and you know some of the history with those schools, take us through this conference and who we might need to look out for from your perspective.
From a girls volleyball, from a volleyball perspective, like I sent to you, you know, Oak Ridge was district champs last year. Meadow Heights has been really tough the last couple years. Leopold winning over 20 games. I mean, so, and then Marquand and Eagle Ridge and Zalma will all be competitive for us, you know, so we'll probably be right in the middle of the pack. You know, most people don't know the small schools, so it's like, are they even good? And they're like, oh, you go and look at their record, and you're like, oh, that team won 20, or they won a district, or they have historic programming of winning state championships mm-hmm. or making it to the Final Four. And Class 1 is really tough because if you know volleyball, the best team, one of the best teams in Class 1 is Advance and then Westerville for volleyball. And so, you know, you look at Oak Ridge and Leopold and Meadow Heights and their path to getting there, it's not easy, right? It's definitely difficult. And on the boys' basketball side of things, you know, we're looking at Leopold and we're looking at Metal Heights, who's going to be two of the better teams, and Oak Ridge has historically been really good. And then Marquand has been improving year over year. And then Eagle Ridge is newer to the conference, which they were a Mission affiliate. So they're transitioning to our side of things. And then as well as, you know, Zama rebuilding and getting some consistency and stability. It's been good for us. You know, we'll be in the middle of the pack boys basketball, you know, cause I coach that. So I know a little bit more about that. We saw Leopold this summer. They thumped us pretty good. They were big, real big, played pack line defense, man to man. They were well coached. Metal Heights was good. They liked a running gun, and, you know, met Marquand. We lost to during the regular season. I think you guys covered that game. And, I forgot though. D's boy went off for 25 and 15 against us. And I still have nightmares about that, but, you know, it'll be good for us. And, you know, we'll have 10 players this year. We'll be young. It will be good. It'll be good. I don't want to get onto a basketball thing, but yeah, it'll be good.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned coaching, and I will get onto a basketball tangent here, because now that you are in this conference and you know these teams, does it excite you a little bit knowing that you may finally have a stable grouping of teams that you would be able to compare yourself up against when it comes to where we're at in the season and where we should be?
Yeah, I like, if you're a sports person, the ability to say where we're at in our conference, mm-hmm. you know, and it's one thing to have districts, but it adds the little excitement to the postseason. Like when me and Andy were talking about volleyball specifically, you know, we were able to get Leopold on the schedule. That was a late add, and we're still working to get Eagle Ridge we're not able to get them on the schedule, but we were like, we want to win our conference, right? Mm-hmm. We want to see where we're at, in the conference play. And then with boys basketball, it's the same thing. You know, we get an opportunity to play in a conference tournament. So if you're a competitor, you know, it's another notch in the feather. Can we go win our conference? You know, can we win our district? And if you watch college sports, or you watch the NBA, you watch professional, winning your conference or winning your division is mm-hmm. part of it, right? And so there's some people that never win their division. And so the goal is, can we come and compete and win a conference championship? And then you win a conference championship, can you win the district championship? And so if you win a district championship, can you get lucky enough to make it to a Final Four, good enough to make it to a Final Four? And so for me, I think back and I have flashbacks to the BRL when it's like, we got conference mm-hmm. and you circle that and you're like, are you good enough to be ranked the one or two in your conference? Or, you know, what does that look like? And it's exciting because it builds that community, because now it's like you just play an independent schedule. Now you're playing a conference schedule. It's like, are we ranked seventh in the conference or ranked number one? And, you know, that's exciting to see.
I'll wrap it up with this, because the season is right around the corner, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but I kind of will, because this is a big step forward for St. Paul Lutheran athletics in the right direction. But the steps aren't going to stop here. What's next?
Well, that's a great question. Build our programs up. I have a three-year vision. Part of that, this actually aligns perfect with the three-year vision. One, developing youth development pipeline, which we talked about off the record, but youth development pipeline, getting kids in the building, wanting to compete and say, hey, you can play here and you can develop into a champion. And what does it take to win? It's not as easy winning championships. And I played at South Iron. I know everyone thinks it's easy. Winning is really hard, and the consistency to say, hey, we're going to come here every single offseason. We're going to do the work, kids getting out on the field and working on themselves. And so the nice part about a conference, it's like, okay, you know, it just adds some weight to your schedule, because now it's like, can you win your conference? Are you good enough to win your conference? Mm-hmm. Are you good enough to win your district? And our district historically has been really good. I mean, you know, you can go check the records, South Iron, Bunker, Eminence, right? So, and Eminence and South Iron both have been class one state champions in the last 20 years. So we're not talking 1930, 40, 50, mm-hmm. 60. We're talking about Eminence won state championship in 2018, 2019, and South Iron won it in 21, 22, 23. And they were really good the last year, right? Mm-hmm. Literally last year. So, you know, we're not talking drop off of opponents. Granted, they went to class two. And so Eminence was good. Leicester was good. Bunker was really good, and I'll be interested to see what Bunker looks like in terms of if we're in districts with them again. Now, if we're in our conference, if we get shifted over, we could be in our conference and our district in the same district. So there's that. A lot of stuff to it. So,
well, congratulations on reaching this goal. I know it took a while, but it's finally here, and you're able to say for certain that we're finally in a conference here at St. Paul. And I know the big picture is looking bright down the road. Best of luck this season, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again down the road.
All right. Thanks, Jared. Appreciate it.